Wildlife management, we talked at a pretty good length the last time about it. It's an issue, I think, that needs to be addressed. I think all the airplane owners probably agree to that. How we go about it, I think we need, you know, as a committee, I think we need to come up with some plan. You know, once every 3 years, getting all the airport employees together and try to herd the cattle out of the airport is probably not the sufficient.
Well, are you talking about wildlife management or deer management?
That's for right now. Let's keep it wildlife management.
Okay.
Which deer is a major part of it.
Right. Okay. Because you're talking about the geese, the big turtle out here in the ditch, the fox, the other birds that are out there.
Fixing the fence, all that stuff we talked about.
DENREC is coming down next week with their deer biologist. We're going to go out and take a look and see what he can do for us. The issue is, how do you manage the deer that are on the airport? How do you keep them from getting in? How do you keep them from staying? What do you do with the ones that don't take the hint? You know, and we're looking at all of that. I mean, that's a wildlife management program. You know, we're buying 4-foot lengths of chain link fence now that we're going to put in the places where the deer are getting in, so they can't dig under the fence anymore. Like I said, we got the deer biologist coming down next week. We're going to look at some of the habitat things and the entry points that are tough to do anything about, the big ditches and that type of thing. So I think we have a pretty good wildlife management program. Yes, there are still some deer out there. My wife and I were out there chasing 8 of them before the meeting tonight. The state police have gone up a couple of times. I went up with them last week to look for the deer. But what they did a few weeks ago is they took their infrared camera and actually went out and found where the deer are. You know, and they were all down in the woods. There was 10 of them down in the woods next to the state police hangar. We went up last week. We were going to try to get a video that I could share with everybody to show where that's all happening. And they couldn't get their camera unlocked. But, you know, you can still see down through the trees pretty well. And we didn't see any deer, you know, in the half hour, 45 minutes we were up looking at the airport. So they're coming and going. You know, like I said last time, the reason they're staying is they're comfortable here. You know, so we're going to look at ways to make them uncomfortable here so that they don't stay.
Are you familiar with what Cambridge does for their deer problem?
No.
They have worked with Paul Neuer, and he has a special permit, and he has a 308 with a silencer. Mm-hmm. And they go out there pretty regularly and take out the deer very quietly, mm-hmm. and the deer carcasses go to the local food bank.
Right.
But they've not had a deer strike there since they started that program.
We have not had a deer strike here in 20 years.
Well, they had two
without a fence.
Well, they had two there within a period of a few months, one of which caused major damage to Cessna 182.
Right.
And you know about the jet over at Easton that hit a deer, took out his nose gear. Mm-hmm. Was that a couple of years ago? But Cambridge hadn't had any more deer problems since they started just taking them out a more lethal way.
Yeah. And I'm sure they're doing other things besides just shooting, waiting until they come in and shooting them. And you know, we have looked at different options for shooting the deer. You know, like I said, we had a proposal from the USDA to come in and do the same thing. You know, go in with, you know, their silencers, and they come in with the infrared cameras and stuff at night and spotlight them and do all of that. You know, the county hasn't wanted to spend the money on that, so I was asked.
State police will do it for free.
No, they won't. Dave asked me to talk to the state police and the game warden, which is, you know, Fish and Wildlife. I've talked to both of those. Neither one will do it as state police and Fish and Wildlife. In fact, Fish and Wildlife said, you know, the few times they've had to do it, they've hired the guy from the USDA that, you know, that has the proposal with us. So they're both concerned. You know, like I said, liability issues and public perception. You know, that we're just out there shooting Bambi, and you know, what if somebody gets hurt, and so on. You know, there are individual state police